Hey, babe.
No, it's fine. You can keep playing. I'm not sleeping yet. You're not bothering me or anything. You're not, like on camera today? I know. I should know what it's called by now. I always forget. You know, I'm 99 on the inside. What game are you playing? Is that new? No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm not sleeping. And I like to watch you play games. I don't know, it's just relaxing to me, so you can play and pretend I'm not here. Yeah, it's nice that we can spend some time together, even if it's just at night before we sleep, and I feel so bad. I've been working a lot. I know, and I haven't really been around physically or emotionally and mentally either. I guess I've kind of been just checked out from our relationship, and I feel so bad about that. Sorry. Well, yeah, I do have to apologize because I'm being a bad girlfriend. I feel that way because I don't know, it just feels like I'm never around anymore. I go to work super early, I come home, and I'm so drained and tired. I just exercise, eat, shower, and sleep, it seems like. I just feel like I've been putting you like second place, I guess, and that's not fair to you. And I just feel bad, and I miss spending more time with you. Even just 30 minutes like this before we go to sleep, it does a lot for me, and I'm sorry I've been so busy. We couldn't really spend time with each other. It's been this way for, I don't know, like a month? More than a month. Christmas season is always so crazy at work, and that's not an excuse. I guess I could have tried harder. I don't know. I'm sorry. Thank you. That means a lot to me. But I was thinking maybe tonight we could stay up with each other. Well, I called in sick, actually. Seriously. I know that's pretty unbelievable, but I did. Know I never call in sick. I never take days off, but I just felt like I had to, you know? I just want to spend time with you, even just one day, you know? Yes, I didn't spend so much time at work taking care of other people. I usually forget to take care of myself, but I'll try and do that tomorrow, I guess. Oh, you know, I told them something completely fake and ridiculous. That's the best way to call in sick. I know I always say it, but it's true. Some people call in sick all the time with like petty ailments, you know, so everyone knows they're lying. Like, if you call in sick every other week with a headache, everyone knows you're full of BS. But if you're like me and you never call in sick, and those odd times that you do call in sick, you make up, like, a big lie, but not too big that it's unbelievable, then people, like, respect you for that, you know? Like, I never call in sick, but when I do, I make up, like, a huge dramatic lie. Like, I'll say, like, there's a family emergency, or that's usually what I say. I usually just say there's a family emergency so nobody can ask me any questions. But the thing is, I call in sick and take days off so rarely, people are just like, wow, she never calls in sick, and when she does, it's always a big deal. I wish I could be like her. I swear by it. I love you too. Sorry, I'm distracting you from your game. You can keep playing, I like watching you. I'm tired, but I want to stay up. So, how was work today? Same old, same old. Yeah, me too. I guess, same old, same old. One good thing happened, though. I think I remember telling you this. I think it was in the beginning of December, the food bank announced that they weren't doing their, I guess, their Christmas drive or their holiday drive. I don't even know what it's called, which is really bad, but they announced they weren't doing their holiday drive, which sucked and left a lot of people in a really uncertain place, but, and so that was stressful. But anyways, today at work we got this email about one of the local charities is, if they were providing people with food if they needed it. So I was able to direct some people towards that, which felt good. So that was a good thing. And recently we got so much, like, knitted, clothing donated to us, like, hats and scarves and mittens and stuff. So I brought some back with me. That was a part of the huge bag I was carrying. I brought some back with me, so, next week I can, if people want, they can come and pick it up from me, so that will be nice. So those were some good things that happened to me. Work wasn't as stressful as usual. Fridays are usually a bit easier. I kind of just did some office stuff, and then I, tried to tidy up a little bit, as usual, and, while I was cleaning, I just remembered, like, I found all of the diapers we had donated from, I don't remember, but we have, like, I'm not kidding, hundreds of diapers and hundreds of bags. We made these bags with diapers and other things for the families who needed them, and they couldn't even pick them up because COVID, and, I mean, they don't really need them anymore, probably, so. But anyways, I came across our stash of diapers, and I was thinking, I guess we should try and donate them. I mean, no one's going to use them, and our programs for infants aren't going to open up anytime soon, so I was thinking I would say something about that. Maybe we can donate them to a woman's shelter or something, I'm not sure, but anyways, it was a good day. Sorry for rambling. You're not very good at this game. It's okay, I still want to watch you. No, you don't have to stop playing. I already told you I was staying up. Okay, well, you're gonna be finished anyways. Now we can cuddle. I love you.
You smell so good.
You just smell like you, you know? Like everyone has their own scent. I guess I have my own. I guess nobody knows what they smell like, but we know what other people smell like. Everyone has, like, their own, you know, scent. Just like everyone's house has their own scent. Stop worrying about it. Just let me stay up with you. It's nice just to lie down with each other and be with each other, you know? And I promise I will do my best to not overwork myself like I have been. And I promise to do better. Feels so nice to be in your arms. I feel so warm and safe. Feel like I can just exist and do it peacefully when I'm in your arms. I love you. Give me a kiss. I will give myself some credit. No matter how much I've worked, no matter how tired I am always really affectionate and still horny 90% of the time. And so you do have to give me that. No, I don't think that's ever gonna go away. A little bit. Maybe. Keep guessing me and maybe you'll find out. Your lips are so soft. Yeah, I can roll on my back. Our night together is taking a nice turn. Your hands feel so nice just going up and down my sides like that. You're so loving and gentle. Sometimes you're not that sexy too, but right now I just need some nice, gentle loving. I know you can do that. Can you pull my shirt up? It's so nice when you squeeze them. You just do everything so lovingly and perfect. Just go slow. You don't have to rush. We have all night to spend with each other. I it when you're on top of me. Yeah, pull my pants down. Your hands are so warm. You know just where to touch me. Slow down. Yeah. Rub my clit a little bit slower. And I want us to take our time. Yeah, you can speed up a little bit. You can't wait until you're inside me. You can put your fingers inside. Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, deep just like that. Oh my god. You know how to make me feel so good. Can you keep rubbing my clit? Oh yeah. I need more. Yeah. Do you want to lie down? I mean, I don't want to feel like I'm not doing anything. At least let me pull your pants down for you. Yeah, let's get these pants down. You're so nice and hard for me already. I just want to rub it a little bit before you put it inside. You like that? I can tell. Oh my god, you're so hard. Do you like when I touch you like this? Okay. Get back on top of me. Yeah, I can lie down like that. I love it like this. You can move me yourself if you want to. Yeah, that feels okay. Don't put it in right away. No, I want you to tease me a little bit first. I'm so wet for you. I think you'll just slide right in. Yeah. Just tease me with the head of your cock. I know how much you want to be inside, but we can have a little bit of fun beforehand. Hold on to my hips with one of your hands. Yeah. I like that. Okay, you can put it in now. Yeah, I'm ready. Just push in slow. Okay, slow down. Just slow. Yeah. I just want to lie here with you inside of me. See, it's starting to feel really good, but don't move just yet. We're so close to each other, with your arms wrapped around me, and your dick so deep inside. You can move a little bit. Slowly. Mm. Mm. Yeah, grab onto my hips. Oh yeah, and pull me into you. Oh my god. Oh yeah, it's so deep. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Right there. Good. Please touch me, tits. Please. Oh, good. Yeah, I'm really close. Oh, yeah. Don't stop, don't stop. I'm really close. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna come. Please keep going. Baby. Baby, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop. Yeah, keep fucking me as they come. Fuck yeah. Oh my god. Oh. Holy shit. Did you come? Okay, you can keep going. Yeah, you can come inside. It's really sensitive. Keep going. Yeah. Oh my god, I know you're really close. Yeah, I can feel it. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Yeah, you can come inside me, baby. Yeah, I want you to come inside my pussy. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. 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 Give me that cum, baby. So deep. So deep. That's so nice, baby. There's still more. Oh my god. Pull out slow. Holy shit. Give me a second. Kiss me. Oh my god. Oh, I love you. That was so amazing. That was incredible. I love you. And I'm really happy I decided to stay up with you. But I really am tired right now, so I think it's time we call it a night. Good night, baby.